We're just talking with Coach Joe a little bit about Henry. You know, he's only got a couple games left here. And he was talking about his leadership, and he's kind of a soft-spoken guy. How does he show leadership, and do you see guys responding to him in a specific way?
I would say he basically shows by his actions. I mean, he puts everything on the line on the field and everything like that, so people just follow him because they see what he does on the field. So I figured his success comes from his work ethic. So.
Do you have a sense for what fuels him, what drives him?
I don't know. I really don't. Whatever is he's using, obviously, is working, so I hope he keeps using it.
When you see Arizona tape, I assume you see a lot of Khalil Tate making plays. What do you see in him, and how do you contain a guy like that?
He's just a versatile athlete. He's a good quarterback. He's a good runner. So the best way to play that is just take him down. So.
Is there any experience you can fall off of playing against a quarterback like that that you can go back to and, hey, we did this worked?
I mean, nothing really. You just got to work during practice. Just relentless pursuit and chasing after him all day is just kind of what I think can take care of that. So I feel like we just make sure he doesn't have any edges to run to and just stay in our gaps and fit with our linebackers and we're on the same page. I feel like take care of a lot.
Did you grow up on the Sun Devil side of the rivalry and so is there a little more when you take on Arizona?
I mean, not really. I grew up closer to Tempe, so I was closer to ASU, so I didn't really get a chance to go to any many ASU games, but I went to a couple U of A games, and they were pretty fun. So it's kind of interesting to see how this game's going to be, and I get to play against a couple coaches that recruited me, so pretty fun.
What have you learned from Henry Mondu this year?
A lot, really. Henry played before I did. I redshirted, so I kind of kicked back and got a chance to watch him and Eric and Defoe and all the other guys just play the game and just kind of figure out where my role was and everything like that. So I learned a lot from Henry just with even trying to practice and stuff like that, just how to maintain and get through practice and just stay healthy, really. He's taught me a lot and stuff like that. So
what does he bring to the defense on that defensive line?
A lot. Juice, energy, everything. He has a lot of passion and stuff like that. So I feel like Henry's just, he's worked on his game a lot and it's translated on the field.
Have you seen him get more motivated, the rest of the defense get more motivated to get him to a bowl game his senior year?
Yeah, I mean, that's our big effort right now, is just make sure we send these seniors out right and get them to a bowl game. So.
Freshman year, right?
Yeah.
What was he like back then, as a person when he first came in as a freshman?
Oh, he's a great kid. I mean, all we did was play video games and stuff like that and just kicking and stuff like that. So, I mean, we were roommates and we were just trying to get a feel for each other at first, but after a while, we just kind of was kicking it like that. So, it's cool.
How's he kind of progressed, you know, through his 4 years in college?
I've seen Henry develop as a person and as a leader as well, not only on the football field, but like in the classroom and stuff like that. I feel like he's improved a lot in both areas. So, like, Henry's grown a lot as a man.
Last week, do you think that's an accurate assessment?
Oh yeah, I think it fits his description very well. So yeah.